trepidation, evaluate and monitor progress. Now, like the on-the-ball entrepreneur that you are, you have a clear idea of what you want to achieve. You have your plans and benchmarks in place, and you have accurate current information that you can now use to monitor how close or how far you are from meeting those goals. Weight loss and fitness is easy. Say, for example, you'd plan to lose 12 pounds in 6 weeks at 2 pounds a week. Is this happening? Allow for any fluctuations in the period. You may lose only 1 pound a week rather than two, but for the next week, you lose four. So overall, the progress is on target. It may not be in the exact way you planned, but it's happening. Now, if not, though, what is not working? What are you not doing? If you are on target or ahead of target, it is important to know what you have been doing that is right, so that you can repeat it. With structured weight loss and fitness programs, you not only track the changes such as weight and an increase in ability to perform an activity, you're encouraged to also track what you did to get there. What and how much you ate, what exercise did you take, how often and for how long. With this information, you can go back over what you did and pinpoint what the causes of any slowdown in progress are and rectify them. Did you eat more than you exercise? Did you eat the wrong things? Or horror of horrors, I love that phrase, as you can probably imagine, did you just not track your progress at all? So you plain and simply have no idea why you're getting the results you are. In fact, regularly the response is, it doesn't make sense. I was really good this week. Based on what? How do you know how good you are if you don't track? As you could guess, the finance is exactly the same. I really do get how time consuming it can be to set up things like forecasts initially. You know, budgets and cash flows are not a 5 minute thing. And then you need to keep them updated. But once you start to use them each month, you will become, she says, addicted to the information they give you because they will allow you to anticipate rather than respond to crisis. Ideally, you want to be working on amber and not red alerts. As I keep reiterating, looking at your forecasted figures against your actual ones and seeing if you are meeting those numbers. See, the irony is that a failure to meet your targets could merely be a sign that your initial forecasted figures were just unrealistic, and that it's not that you're failing to meet them, you set them too high for your resources and the timescales you're working with. In the first place, how many times have you seen entrepreneurs in the Dragon's Den forecast amounts in the millions when they have barely begun trading, or have a little track record or proof that their idea is even viable, let alone a winner? And now for the last part, the S in the fitness, the last S or S's, shape it up, sustain and strengthen. So let's say you've been diligently monitoring your performance. What's the next step? If things are not going according to plan, what do you need to do to shape things up? You know, modify the plan of action. Step up the pace, slow down the pace. In business, there are times when we need to slow down our growth or even just our activity, just so we don't fall off the wagon. This can be quite shocking to someone when we've been so focused on growth to realize that it may actually be necessary to pull back because we're growing faster than our cash flow can cope with, or the product or service is suffering because the business is moving at such a pace that the I's are no longer being dotted and the T's are just not being crossed. If things are going well, then we need to make sure that we can keep capitalizing on this. This is a part of the process that will either make or break our business. It's no good having the information at your fingertips and still not making the right decisions. Now, if you're not sure what these decisions should be, that is when you call on the knowledge and skills of your team and other experts. Most business owners, as I say, do make decisions at this stage blindly, particularly if you're doing well, because it leads you into a belief that you actually have got it all sorted. And actually, you've gotten to this point, this could be the time when you maybe bow out and call in people who can say, this is where you've got to. Now I'm going to help you take, you know, move to the next level. Imagine what an advantage you would have, even if you had all the data at your fingertips, to now capitalize on that with people who really know how to take things further. When you sit with your accountant, financial advisor, marketing consultant, business coach, mentor, etc., you are now going to be able to concentrate on strategy and problem solving rather than wasting time gathering information that you cannot guarantee will be correct. Often because it's done in a hurry or inaccurately, due to the fact that your advisor, mentor, bank manager, investor has requested it, and you're now panicking because you don't have anything, so you're running around or trying to get a bookkeeper in or an accountant to get it done for you at short notice. I am regularly asked to be the point of contact for providing figures just for these circumstances, particularly when the poor old business owner just wouldn't have known where to start. So to recap, number crunch every month. Being in the dark about your business finances will catch up with you. Don't keep paying the taxman unnecessary money that you could be keeping for yourself because you're late or inaccurate with your tax returns, VAT returns, payroll taxes, due to not being up to date with your monthly accounts. If you are growing, spreadsheets alone are not enough. There are enough accounting options on the market for you to choose from. Buying the software is not enough. Before you spend any money, be sure you will get the value from it and that you will use it properly and regularly. If you are really drowning or are building a scalable business that requires you to concentrate on income generation and wealth building, then outsource your bookkeeping. Compare what you are currently doing to your short-term goals using real figures. Assumptions, feelings, hunches, and guesses will just mislead you and in turn mislead those other people that are trying to advise and help you. They may be experts, but they're not mind readers. Be realistic in your goals. That doesn't mean that your goals should be small, but they need to be achievable in the time frame being monitored with the resources that you have or can get access to. Interpret the information or learn to interpret information so that it gives you indicators to what you need to do next. Even if that is realizing you need to get the knowledge and experience of people outside of you and your organization, they will guide you on the best way to use that data effectively to make your business more profitable, cash rich, and a vehicle to give you what you want and have dreamt about. Well, my friend, we have come to the end of this course, and I really do hope you got some benefit from it. More information can be found at www.financialgymforbusiness or look up my name online for other resources that I have produced. And if you want to go even further and you feel that you would like to explore working with me, please do contact. And if you mention this Keep Your Business Financially Fit course or any other of my courses, then I will treat you to a free telephone, Skype or Google Hangout mini gym session, where you will get a chance to talk about yourself and explore options to move you forward if you so desire. Have a great rest of your day. This is Georgette Rowland of the Financial Gym saying, be good for others and be good to yourself. And thank you so much for listening.